Kev's mum eyed us both. "Okay, but no fooling around," she muttered as she turned up the TV. Neighbours was on for the next half hour and total silence would be demanded. Hugging Dad's tent between us, Kev and I snuck out the back door. At long last, we finally had permission to spend the night out camping, even if it was at the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we were all snuggled up in our sleeping bags. Already the sun had dipped over the horizon and the shadows grew longer. Kev turned on his torch and we stared out to the house along the garden. Each room was lit up, glowing like yellow pumpkins. However, at the end of the garden, it was getting darker and darker, as if we were sinking into a deep pit. Stars came out like tiny silver studs. The moon cast an eerie silver light across the garden. It grew colder. Kev zipped up the tent flap and we chatted for a while. I could see that my watch had a strange green glow. It had luminous numbers, which meant sometimes you can see them in the dark. Kev told me a joke about a man with a dog that wore brown shoes. When we first heard it, a strange scratching noise coming outside the tent, we froze. What on earth could it be? Then it came again. Somebody or something was moving towards the entrance of the tent. It made a scraping noise like somebody's last rasping breath. There was no escape. All we could do is lie there waiting, terrified. We all ducked deep in our sleeping bags and waited. My heart thumped. Kev surprised me. Kev reached out and pulled the flap of the tent down. There was a sudden rush of cold air and we stared out. Kev's torch flickered on and the beam stabbed the darkness, picking out the intruder like a spotlight. It was a hedgehog. Taking one look with its tiny black button eyes, it snorted and it trumpeted over up the garden, snorting like a fat waddling hairbrush. The next morning, Kev's mum treated us to bacon and eggs. "All right, were you?" "Oh," Kev's mum asked as she was spreading the butter onto our toast. "No probs," Kev replied, as if it was plain sailing. Kev's mum looked again and raised an eyebrow. I could see that she wasn't fooled.